And congratulations to our latest Bear senior athlete, the one, the only, Eliza Spino. Congratulations, Eliza.
Thank you, Ian.
This is kind of different for you, especially this year, because you're usually on the other end of the microphone, right?
Yeah, I am. I usually am the one conducting all the questions, so it feels really weird going to respond to my own questions.
Or you could just interview yourself. That'd be kind of a weird commercial, right? Eliza interviewing Eliza. But on a side note, how has that been for you this year to kind of have this kind of a project affiliated with WTSA and doing the senior athlete? Have you enjoyed it?
It's been really fun. I've been always like loved talking about sports and just talking with people. I love communication. So I've taken this opportunity and I've loved every second of it. And I think it's just so cool. And just the whole process behind it is really cool to learn about.
Yeah, and it's, you know what, your enthusiasm and how much you enjoy it comes through in the interviews. They're really awesome. I like the fact that you're interviewing people, your classmates, basically.
Yeah, all my friends. It's really cool.
That's awesome. And it's gone pretty well for you then, I think.
Yeah, it's gone pretty smooth. I mean, I was definitely nervous in the beginning. Didn't know exactly how to go, but it's just been easier every time. And it's just fun to see people's different answers to the, like, similar questions. It's really cool.
And you probably learned a little bit about your classmates,
right? Yeah, definitely. I've definitely learned a lot about them.
All right. So let's talk sports. You are a two-sport participant in basketball and softball. How do you think being an athlete helps you become a better person?
I think being an athlete helps me become a better person in so many different ways. I mean, it teaches you teamwork and just how to be a leader, communication. I just think being involved with a team, there's just so many benefits just with like how to go about certain situations and deal with adversity and challenges in hard times and just overcome and always push through. I mean, hard work is always going to get you there. So, yeah.
And I would think, and what do you look to do down the road? Say, let's pretend you're not only are you an adult now, of course you are, but when you enter the professional sector, what do you hope to be possibly someday?
I really want to be a sports broadcaster. Work for ESPN. That would be my dream.
Well, there you go. I mean, now we got to start because this is kind of in a weird way helps you out a little
bit,
right?
Exactly. That's why I've loved it so much.
So let's get to actually playing the sports and being a high school athlete. You're involved in basketball and softball. I know it's tough to say you have a preference, but do you prefer one over the other?
Definitely softball. That's kind of always been my thing. Yeah, softball, for sure.
And you grew up around people playing softball. I think your mom was a pretty darn good softball player, if I'm not mistaken.
She actually never played softball. Oh. She did track.
Okay.
But my dad and like all my family did baseball growing up. I did baseball growing up. So yeah, it's just I've always grown up doing that sort of sport, and I've loved it.
And have you had a moment, whether it was basketball or softball, I know it's hard to pick, have you had a moment that's always going to kind of like stand out to you? Like, say, for example, you and your class, you have your class reunion. Is there going to be a moment you're always going to be talking about, hey, you remember that game against so-and-so? Have you had any moments like that?
Yeah, I would say my sophomore year, softball season, we had a home playoff game, and I was at shortstop, and it was a pretty close game, and we ended up turning a double play, and I kind of led that, and then I got up to bat, and I think there was someone on base, and I hit a double to win the game to send us to semis, which was pretty cool.
Was that a walk-off double?
It was, yeah.
Oh, and everybody came running out?
Yeah,
oh.
It was awesome. It was really cool.
Was your mom there?
Oh, yeah, of course. My whole family was there.
And I assume she was probably taping it.
Video? Oh, yeah, I think so. I probably could find it.
You know what? I think I could find it because I think she probably put it on Facebook or something.
Probably.
So that's awesome. That's got to get you all kind of jacked up, get the adrenaline going.
Yeah, that was a fun team, fun game.
That was probably a good dinner night that night, right?
Oh, yeah. So much to talk about. All smiles.
I bet. Has there been a moment in your high school athletic career that's been really kind of tough, kind of challenging for you?
I would say this season during basketball, kind of right in the middle of the season, I broke my wrist, which was really tough to kind of deal with, especially it being my senior year and like knowing that I probably wouldn't play much more. So just being able to fight through not being able to play because of that injury was tough. But yeah, I would say that.
Was that a season ending injury for you, or were you able to kind of come back a little bit after the injury?
It was pretty much a season ending injury. I got my cast off 2 days before our first playoff game. So I did play in the playoff game, but definitely not up to my ability and everything.
I don't want to announce what you're up to next year, even though I know, because I'm going to let you kind of tell people about that in your own daily, you know, ongoings. You don't need to tell people here, but what do you look to major in? Have you figured that out yet?
Yeah, I'm going to major in mass communications to start with, and then probably down the road specialize in broadcasting and journalism.
That's type, awesome
type stuff.
Well, you know, a radio station where you can always get experience, right?
Of course.
Hello.
Love it here.
What do you do? I know you're busy between athletics and academics as you get ready for next year. What do you do to kind of chill out, to kind of get away from all of that and give yourself some space?
Definitely hanging out with my friends. Love doing that. Spending time with family, just any spontaneous adventure that kind of comes into play, but hanging out with my friends, that's what I usually am doing if I'm not being athletic and academic.
Yeah, that family of yours is awesome. I see holiday pictures. It looks like just good food. Somebody's making some good Italian.
Always, Italian, always. Mm. It's a good time. We have fun.
What do you listen to for music?
Ooh, I'm kind of...
I'll make it easy for you.
Okay.
What's a guilty pleasure? What's a cheesy kind of music you wouldn't want to admit that you listen to in front of your friends?
Ooh, I don't really have any music that I wouldn't admit, but I like rap a lot.
Yeah.
Love Taylor Swift, of course. Yeah, I would say rap and kind of just like pop, upbeat.
Did you see Taylor on tour at all?
I did.
Night, where, at Gillette?
At Gillette. It was the greatest experience of my life.
Was that the night it rained down there?
It wasn't. It was the night after.
Yeah, she played 3 hours in the rain.
It was a surreal experience. I can't explain it. It was insane.
That's what I hear. Did you buy anything? Did you get like a Taylor shirt?
I got a shirt. I got the tour shirt.
Can I ask how much that cost?
I don't remember.
$40
off the
probably.
Top of my head, but yeah, probably like 40 or 50.
Taylor's getting paid, but she's a good person. She pays it forward too. So
she's amazing.
She is amazing. All right, I know this is, I'm springing this one on you. All-time favorite movie or movies? You have one?
Ooh. That's a tough one.
It's a tough one.
I am into comedy though. I really like the Hangover series. That's a good laugh.
You've chosen wisely.
That's a good laugh.
Those are good. Well, listen, Eliza, congratulations on becoming the Bears senior athlete. I know you're going to go on to great things because you have a great support network behind you. Our latest Brattleboro Bears senior athlete, Eliza Spino.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Congratulations.